Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A happy ending for a missing motorcyclist. Family and friends declared Teresa Marie Wald missing last night after she failed to return from an event in Blue Lake. The 51-year-old Wald left on her Harley-Davidson motorcycle but never arrived back in Eureka. Family and friends are worried because she has some medical conditions that were relevant to that. They and police spent Sunday night looking for her with the help of a helicopter from the California Highway Patrol. But just after midnight this morning, searchers found her in an abandoned cabin off the Maple Creek Road. According to police, she'd been involved in a minor accident. She tried to call for help with her cell phone, but the cell phone had no service out there, and so she took refuge and built a fire in an old cabin. Early this morning, sheriff's rescuers and volunteers found her uninjured in the cabin. Wald is now safe and sound back home with family. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives have identified the bodies of two men found in a greenhouse last weekend as those of 26-year-old Felipe Cortez Guzman and 27-year-old Abraham Gregorio Castillo. Their remains were found inside the greenhouse along with hundreds of growing marijuana plants at a residence on Woodman Creek Road in a rural part of Laytonville. The deaths are being treated as a homicide, and identifications were made with the assistance of family members. Autopsies were performed last week, and the case remains under investigation. McKinleyville resident Jackie Hostler Carmison will serve a 6-year term on the State Fish and Game Commission after being confirmed by a state Senate vote. Hostler Carmison, who's the CEO of Cherry Heights Trinidad Rancheria, also serves on numerous commissions as a representative of Native and tribal interests. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro said that Hostler Carmison brings a wealth of experience to the position, and her unique tribal perspective brings a fresh voice with fresh views. Hostler Carmison was originally appointed by Governor Brown in June of last year and was finally approved by the state Senate last week. Residents of McKinleyville should be prepared for the major construction work that began today. Pacific Gas and Electric Company is moving overhead utilities underground along School Road from Central Avenue to Highway 101. Several streets will be affected along the route, and the movement of the utilities underground is part of the road widening project on School Road. Traffic control will be in place, including lane closures and detours, but all affected roadways will be remaining open to the public. The work began today and is expected to run through December. Fortuna police called in the county bomb disposal unit on Friday afternoon after a juvenile found a grenade in the bed of an old pickup truck in the woods near Perry Lane in Fortuna. The boy's father called 911 after the discovery, and the bomb squad was able to safely remove the device from the truck bed and render it safe. You're reminded to never handle a suspected explosive device if you find one, but should call police or the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The State Assembly has passed a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro that is aimed at addressing both greenhouse gas emissions and landfills. Chesbro's bill, Assembly Bill 1826, would divert more methane-producing organic waste away from landfills and into programs that recycle the material into biofuels and compost. The bill addresses food and yard waste, which make up one-third of all waste collected and sent to landfills, and Chesbro said in a statement that organic materials produce methane as they decompose, and by diverting the waste to other uses, it cuts back on harmful greenhouse gases. The bill now heads to the Senate for consideration. Eureka Police will be hosting the third and final public meeting tonight to get feedback for the department's geographic policing policy. It's been instituted by Chief Andrew Mills. Tonight's meeting will be held at the Jefferson Project in the 1000 block of B Street in Eureka, and it will be from 6 until 8 p.m. The department is asking for the public's input into how the department can better serve neighborhoods across the city. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.